This is Liz O'Young, and I'm from the Oral History Summer School. It is June 15th, and I'm interviewing Alan Kuhn at the McDerris Fine Arts Studio on Warren Street in Hudson. Could you please identify yourself for the record?
My name is Alan Kuhn.
Alan, could you tell me a little bit about yourself and who you are?
My name is Alan Kuhn. I'm 47 years old. I was born and raised in Rochester, New York. Been living in the area of Hudson since 2002. I'm a graphic designer. I'm a small business owner. I own the Spotty Dog Books and Ale on Warren Street in Hudson. That has been open 10 years this month. I have two daughters. The oldest one is 6, named Evangeline. Juliet is 4 years old. And my wife's name is Kelly. We've been married since 2000.
And can you tell me what Hudson was like when you first moved here in the early 2000s?
I'll go back farther than that. I met my wife in 1992, and we started dating. So once things got a little serious, I would come up here on holidays to visit Hudson, and that was in 1992. So that was about 10 years before we moved here. It was pretty rough. Below 4th Street, between 4th Street and the waterfront, was pretty run down. A lot of the businesses were closed. There was a lot of potential, but it was pretty quiet. There were a few galleries open. Some of the pioneers who had opened up shops in 1985 were around, and it was a charming town. It reminds me of some of the places in Western New York that I grew up near. And coming back for visits or every holiday, every few months, different things would start to happen. In the mid-90s, they resurfaced Warren Street, and it was paved, and there were new shops that opened and closed that were interesting. And we were living in the New York City area, and when it came time to buy something around 2002, I love this area so much, and it reminded me so much of where I grew up that we decided to buy something up here. Because my wife is from here, originally. So when I visited here in the 90s, it was because I was visiting her family. So where I grew up outside of Rochester, if you go any direction outside of Rochester, it becomes cows and fields and farms and pastures very quickly. And so,
okay, no, wait, we have to hold on. I'm sorry. I have to let it go back. I'm sorry.
No. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to start again. Because the walking picks up everything and the talking and stuff. So,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. Okay, we gotta start again. Sorry.
The whole thing?
Not the whole thing. Right. Just, let me just,